Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. While it's not set in stone, International Migratory Bird Day in 2009 is May 9 in the U.S. and Canada.
We encourage groups to host a program or an event when it works for them and the birds.
When celebrations actually occur depends on the arrival of migrants. Susan Bonfield, Executive Director of Environment for the Americas, which coordinates this event, says the goal is for attendees to experience birds firsthand.
I want people to go to these programs and have one of their first opportunities to see a bird, to use binoculars, to learn about field guides, to get excited about birds, and to want to become involved in bird conservation.
You can find events at birdday.org, but if you can't get to one, don't fret.
You know, your backyard is just a great place to celebrate Migratory Bird Day. I think that anything you do around your house to help conserve birds, we have information up on the website about threats to birds and what you can do to minimize the threats at your home, any improvement of habitat in your yard, cleaning your bird feeders, any very basic and practical activities are a wonderful way to help conserve birds.
And you can also just sit in a lawn chair in your yard with a beverage and binoculars and see who comes along. That's our show with support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, working to restore wildlife habitat in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.